סימן טוב צדי גימל נויגים שלא להסתפר עד ל"ג בעומר, שאומרים שאז פוסקו מלומוס. אז שולחן ערוך שטייט, the minigas not to take a haircut biz ל"ג בעומר, שאומרים שאז פוסקו מלומוס ואין לי הסתפר, זאת שיבת שיטס המחבר, עד יום למדלת בבויקר. אלו אם כן חל ל"ג בעומר ערב שבס, שעוז מסתפרים בו מפני כובד השבס. So this is the מחבר שיטה. The מחבר שיטה is that the איסור of תספרס is till ל"ג בעומר, including ל"ג בעומר. And the תספרס that you're allowed to be מסתפר is only the day after ל"ג בעומר. If not that ל"ג בעומר is חל בערב שבס, then the מחבר is matter בפני כובד שבס to take a haircut ל"ג בעומר. זוג ורמו הגוי ובמדינס אלו אין נויגים כדבורף, אלא מסתפרים ביום ל"ג בעומר. Our meaning is we take a haircut ל"ג בעומר ומרבים בו קצה שמחה and אומרים בו יתחנו ואין להסתפר עד ל"ג בעומר בעצמי ולא יביא בו ערב. You can't take a haircut ל"ג בעומר. You only can take a haircut ל"ג בעומר by day. You don't take a haircut ל"ג בעומר. You take ל"ג בעומר by day. You're allowed to take a haircut. מיהו? זוג דרמו. אם חל ביום ראשון, if ל"ג בעומר falls on Sunday, like this year, ומיהו אם חל ביום ראשון, נויגים להסתפר ביום ווב לכובד השבת. ומי הוא בכלל ביום ראשון נויגים להסתפר ביום ווב לכובד השבת. So the מוקר למעשה is the רמו. זה רמו מפורש that if ל"ג בעומר is חל on Sunday, the meaning is that you could take a haircut before Shabbos, ערב שבת. אם חל ביום ראשון נויגים להסתפר ביום ווב לכובד השבת. So, לכאורה, עבדה דה היתר is only יום ווב. There's no heter to take a haircut tonight. The most poskim say that the maisa, the heter is only ביום ווב. So, before we go into the shayla, so no chumal. In a normal ל"ג בעומר, the mechaber learns you're not allowed to take a haircut till after ל"ג בעומר, ביום למדלת. שיטס הרמו, you're allowed to take a haircut ל"ג בעומר, but you're not allowed to take a haircut ל"ג בעומר by night, only by day. But if it's Chal on Sunday, you're allowed to take. So now the Shaila is like this. So Be'etzem, there's no Shaila b'chlal, b'ashkof o'rishayin. Mefurish ramo, you're allowed to take a haircut tomorrow. There's nothing more to ask. You know, today people come to ask, mefurish ramo, you're allowed to take a haircut, not allowed to take a haircut. Mefurish ramo, you're allowed to take a haircut tomorrow. There's no Shaila about it. First, the Shaila is how to read the ramo. ומי הוא ימחל ביום ראשון נויגים להסתפר ביום ווב לכובד השבת. What is ביום ווב לכובד השבת? What is the heter to take a haircut ביום ווב לכובד השבת? So some understand it pshat that the maise like ביימר on Sunday, no, לכובד השבת were already matter from before. Rav Moshe said pshat that לכובד השבת means that if a person will take a haircut ל"ג בעומר and he will not take a haircut Friday, it will not look covered Shabbos. כאילו ל"ג בעומר is more חושב from Shabbos. So he took a haircut mostly Shabbos. Till some person wanted to say that if a person will be machmir and he will not take a haircut tomorrow, only ל"ג בעומר, לפי רב מוישה, he's over on covered Shabbos. Because if the Ramo says that the covered Shabbos is to take a haircut tomorrow morning, person hears shmuas from all different zachen, and because different shmuas, he decides not to take a haircut. So he's over on covered Shabbos. He's mevaze Shabbos. Okay, he's talking mechalalei amoy fiumos, aber mevaze Shabbos. Dainu, if we don't like Rav Moshe, it's a heter to take the covered Shabbos. No, I didn't use the heter. I didn't use the heter. Rav Moshe explained that it's nishkin covered Shabbos that you will take a haircut. Memele, the Pashtus, Klal Yisrael does like this Ramah, and everyone takes for sure, Zog de Kaf HaChaim, it's only for Ashkenazim. Sfardim, that are knowing like the Mechaber, not to take a haircut like Boimah, so even Sunday they don't have a heter. So their heter is Monday. Monday Shem Mizog Nishkin Kovet Shabbos. We don't take a haircut Sunday, so we'll not be Kovet Shabbos if we don't take a haircut Friday. If we'll take the first haircut Sunday, that's Nishkin Kovet Shabbos. But the Sfardim, they're not allowed to take a haircut anyway Sunday, because by the Sfardim, they hold like Boimah is Lab and Dalet Boimah. So by them, it's no heter. So as I said, the Kaf HaChaim, the Ma'isa, the Achinu, the Sfardim, will not be taking haircuts tomorrow. Was another machleik is poiski zmaneinu, Motzi Shabbos, you're allowed to shave again or not? Chutz from the issue of shaving, you can't take a haircut. You're allowed to take a haircut Motzi Shabbos or not? Dainu, no, for sure Friday. Some people like to take Friday, and then Kavod Reb Shimon, they want to look clean, yeah? The Shabbos, they're allowed to take again Motzi Shabbos or not. Lechure is no heter. The heter was the Kavod Shabbos before Shabbos. Like Boimah by day is a heter. Like Boimah by night, what is the heter? The Shmir Shabbos says, Kevon de Posko Posko. Kevon de Posko Posko. And in the Sefer from Rav Tzvi Koyen, he brings down B'Shem Rav Zilberstein, B'Shem Rav Eliashiv Natu. And then he himself somewhere else writes that you're allowed to. What's he about? The Shmuz B'Shem Rav Eliashiv are not chlor anyway. Now the Shaila is Azei. So it's two shmuas, and I want them to ask. One shmua, I heard someone put up a sign in yeshiva that B'Shem Reb Eliashiv, you're only allowed to take a haircut after Chatzos. There's no mocker for such a zach. Yeah? Maybe from 1 o'clock, maybe from 2 o'clock, maybe what is Chatzos? Is the tzadik, is the Mishnah lo yistaper or the Merav Shabbos mechatzos? Which is the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, yeah? So it's nishkan poshut b'chlal to take a haircut after Chatzos. I called the name on basic from Reb Eliashiv, of David Morgenstern, told me sheker v'chazot. Sheker vechazot. Yishno sheker, sheker vechazot. Loi hoyo veloi nivro. Gemara says, loi dubim veloi yard. Gemara explains. Amor says, not dubim. There's no forest. Amor is a forest, but there's no dubim. Loi dubim veloi yard. Nishkan, the posuk. Now, vosyo. See, the other zach for Reb Eliashiv. Reb Eliashiv holds that there's no heter bichlal to take a haircut tomorrow. The loi ker amor. Shabur brings down that it's mutter. So Meir Kohen Meradin and Nazay de Ramo Paskins, no chaylik. Reb Eliashiv says you're not allowed to take a haircut, and like this he tells his Olam not to take a haircut tomorrow. I is a mefurish Ramo. So he's miyasad his yesoid. What is the pshat? It says like this, that be'etzem the Be'er Heter brings down Maril Oysa. So they bring down that a lot of poiskim were choylek and the Ramo. I'll read Or Zaruah. I'll read Elio Rabbe. And he brings down the Ramo shehitir liistaper biyom shishi einoy elo ledoiroy. The bedoyroi shayu rak mikzas bneyodo machmirim beisur tispoires, kos veloyle dereinu shikulam noagu isur. Veoid leminageinu, minag Yerushalayim also, shenoagim isur tispoires gam achar lag boimer, ein heter. Ukesvores ukosa beshiuk nesa gdoila, o shein leater listaper, beyem gvob shechal. That the minageinu is no heter. So Reb Eliashiv holds that in Eretz Yisrael was nispashet the minag in Eretz Yisrael, not to megaleach. Everyone is makpid here. It's not like in Chutz La'aretz that you see different people, you know, find different attire. Everyone is makpid not to megaleach. And also that the minhag Yerushalayim was, as they state in Luach Eretz Yisrael, they have in every shul, like they have minhag on Luach Eretz Yisrael, some place that hangs on the walls. And Luach Eretz Yisrael state that we keep both parts of the sefira. Well, in the rabbi state that mokim that such a minhag, so the din of the Ramo is not chal. So be'etzem, so why b'chlad megaleach like bo'ima? But as they smashmul el yorabe, so Rabbi Yashiv is meira to bnei beisoi, not to megaleach on this Friday. So some people that follow, now the shaila is, but if you follow, I mean, it's a shaila from Kovet Shabbos. So the shaila is if you're allowed to be machmir Rabbi Yashiv on the cheshbon of Kovet Shabbos. So in Ribbon Yisefraim, someone asked him, if he wants to be machmir, Chelek Aleph was the first Ribbon Yisefraim. So he brings down Dalton that if a person is doing it because he's choishes for the shita that you're not allowed to shave Friday, that's not going to chisal in Kovet Shabbos. Lemaise the Shmira Shabbos, lemaise most of the poiskim, lemaise ois genumen that we do it. Someone, I'm saying, my rabbonim, the minig was in Klal Yisrael, everyone take was megaleach this Friday from the morning, not from the night before. And again, Meikar Rabin Motzi Shabbos. Bichlal, this whole Zachar, Rabbi Yashiv is done on Motzi Shabbos, yeah? It's mashmud, Rabbi Yashiv was mazmud as a head of Friday. Well, before we break down, if Zimash brings the whole Shabbos for Rabbi Yashiv, if you'll have to shave this Friday. This is Motzi Shabbos. If it doesn't start on Friday, it's what he's done on Motzi Shabbos. Lelak Bohemo, you're never allowed to. He's also masking as a doa za aloche. Now he says, in Yerushalayim, Val the Minig was not to be Megaleach. That's even the Tzura from the Minig. So I'm saying, למעשה לבלט פירט צריך למגלה איך זה. אבל חצויס זה נשתהר ונשתהר, זה גורמש. וזה לצור של נשמעס. We tried a little bit to start to מבייר דה הלוכס פון בוסר בחולוב. זה לאט בלוכס, but I think maybe in a poor שיעורים, we could pochis a yoyser, cover all of the yesoides, the Yesodus of Hilchos Basar B'Cholov. I think the Kedai Yeshiva Bacher will not pochus the Yesod the Klolim. Come out most of the Shailas. If you know the Klolim, everyone knows what to do. Let me again Kaseida. In the Torah, state three mol. It says three times in the Torah, lo yisevashel gdi b'chalev imoy. The Gemara learns out three isurim: isur bishul, lo yisevashel gdi b'chalev imoy, isur achile, and isur anoy. There's three isurim: isur bishul, isur achile, and isur anoy. Isur bishul is an isur to mevashel basar b'cholov, even if you're not planning to eat them. L'moshal, a person works in a restaurant, a goyish restaurant, and they serve pizza with, you know, chicken sauce. He's not allowed to put it in the oven. It's the isur to mevashel. Not only that, the Ramos says if you work in a goyish restaurant or in a goyish hotel, and they ask you to put on a fire under a pot, under a dish, and you don't know what is inside, you're not allowed to do it, because maybe it's basar b'cholov inside. You write it to Sofek, Sofek d'arayis l'chumot. Sofek d'arayis l'chumot. Osur lachtois asif in shechonoruch. Osur lachtois agecholim tachas sir shel oiv dekichovim. Shemo yesh bo basar b'cholov. Shemo yesh bo basar b'cholov. Rav Kiveger is done. That lechura it's a miskaven, it's a psikreisha, it's a psikreisha reshaba. I'm giving a dance of them. But the isu lachto is eish tachas asir shalai de kichovi. This is isu bishu. Isu achile is the isu midai raise to eat meat that was cooked with milk. Meat is behemoth meat that was cooked together with milk. If it's pochis mishishim, so then it's muta. But if it's yaisa mishishim, it's the isur deiraisa. The same thing is the isur anoy. If basar b'cholov was cooked together,
you're not allowed to be nether from it. And if they made a soap out of it, you're not allowed to be nether from the soap. Or you're not allowed to sell it. Now, min ha-toiro is only osu if it was nisbashel biyachad. The guy be kovush, we'll see later. You put it together 24 hours, what is the halacha? I'm going to get a shmita, we'll see that as Hashem. Now, midoiraise is only osur bosor behemo that was cooked with milk. Midarabonon, even chicken, chayo, is also osur if it's cooked with milk. Midarabonon, it's osur even if it's not cooked, if it was mixed together. But what is the difference? Isur deiraise, you're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to have ano. The Isra the Rabbanon, you're allowed to cook chicken with milk. You're not allowed to eat it. You're allowed to serve it for a goy. Only if it's not nikr that it's chicken and people could think that it's meat, so it's a gzera the Rabbanon, it's also lachlufe. Now, Rabbanon made harchokes. What is the harchokes? Not only that you're not allowed to eat chicken or meat that was mixed together, you're not allowed to eat one after each other. At least after meat, for sure you're not allowed to eat milk. We'll see, maybe after hard cheese you also can't eat meat. But after meat, for sure, the value, you know, we're not allowed to eat milk. And you're not allowed to eat them together, even if they're not mixed together. Not only that, they asked him in the Rabbanon that two people will sit in the same table, one will be eating fleishiks and one will be eating milchiks. If there's no heker, you can come together. And we have to know, the Chazanish says that a person could be very quickly a ma'oretz, very quickly a pikoiras. Klal Yisrael, and I said it in a lot of halacha shiur, and I'll say it again. Darkei Hashem yeshorim, tzadikim yelchu bo, v'reshoim mikoshlu bo. Avochi could come after this shiur and know hilchos basar becholov, and his dira will start to be, you know, nishken treifes, and he will start to eat azev yamech. And Avochi could start after this shiur to start to eat basar becholov. He says chicken is the rabbanon, it's only mixed. One after each other, it's a derabonan, 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 yeah? I because you keep the derabonan, it's when Krishma I don't keep, yeah? So, b'mele, I'm saying, a person has to know. A lot of times, a person, the Chazanish writes a letter, ve'kvar niskabel b'Yisrael, she'oif b'cholov, hariumamish mi'kore hadas, ve'lo ya'ale aleiv Yehudi, she'yoimar, Oif becholov eino yelo de rabbanon. No, it's not a real basa becholov. No, it's le'argir from Ashtik Rosh Hanare. Le'yale alev Yehudi. And Baruch Hashem take, Chazal, there's different reasons that Klai Yisrael and Moisrael Nefesh on that. But le'maise, no one is making, no one says, it's only chicken with milk and it's a suffix if it got mixed together. It's a eino ben yoyma. You know, see, but the nafkimina is to know good the halachas. That a molar rov b'shas ma'ase needs to use the coolest to know what we're handling. But now, when we're going to learn the halachas, this is the get to the rabbonim. You don't start. We're going basa becholav, everything chicken, milk mixed together, cooked. It's an isur, and we don't eat it together. We're not starting to make the chilukim. Now, so we know you're not allowed to eat chicken and basa that was cooked with milk together. Now you have a pot that you cooked fleishiks in the pot. Cooked is over 45 Celsius. I don't know how it goes exactly. But if it's yatsu lettuce boy, we say the sir is boileya. You cook with a sir, the sir becomes fleishiks. And we say that in the tfanis of the keli, in the size of the keli, inside is a tam boso, it sucked the tam boso, the kaimelon tam ki'iko. Because of that, the halacha is, if a person will take a fleishik pot, and he will put something milchik inside, he had a fleishik pot that he cooked flesh, and now he's cooking milk, we say the taste goes out of the walls of the tfanis of the keli, and they go into the milk, and it becomes osu. And the same thing the other way around. B'meile, the halacha is that if you have a fleishik pot and you put something milchik inside, you're not allowed to eat the milchik stuff. Not only that, you can't use it later for fleishiks because now the milk is inside. And if you will use it again to the flesh, now the milk will come out. So if you add a flesh kapat, and you cooked flesh, then you put milk inside. So now the milk became also. Now you can't use it, not the flesh, not the milk. So we call it, so now the kdeira is treif. Now, let me get the second aloch. Both the Chazal tell us that this taste that is reserved inside the walls, it only keeps good for 24 hours. After 24 hours, it loses the taste. It's called tam livgam. Till 24 hours is noisen tam, tam keikir. After 24 hours, we call it tam livgam. Tam livgam doesn't aser. So if a person took a fleshi kepat that was not used in the last 24 hours, every time when a bocher comes to ask the shayla, he asks him if the pot was clean. Because in some deers, even if it was not used already a year, it's mamish basal be'ein. But now I'm saying, without reason, alimot, doesn't matter, the pot was not used for 24 hours. But for sure you have to remember, the pot has to be clean. The pot was not clean, so there's no shayla. It means a piece of flesh, though. But if the pot was not used for 24 hours, and you will use it for milchiks, the milchiks doesn't become usul. But we'll see. The pot will be a problem. So again, someone came over here. I have a fleshy kachon pot. We used it last Friday, Shabbos. We washed it. We did, you know, almond with cheese inside the same pot. Monday afternoon, 24 hours past, they could eat this egg. They could eat the egg. The pot becomes also now. Because the pot will have now a blea of cheese. But the egg is mutter. So a person will ask a barazay, so I could take a fleshy kapat after 24 hours and put an egg with cheese inside. I'll take a fleshy kapat and I will put an egg with cheese inside after 24 hours. If a person did it, you're allowed to eat the egg and the cheese. If 24 hours passed from you used the flesh for the flesh, the teretz is, but it's also midrabbonon to do it. Gozru einoy ben yoymoy, otu ben yoymoy. Chazal was scared if people will start in the house to use. People can have one pot. Every 24 hours they'll do something else. And a mistake, they will come to use it in 24 hours. Gozru einoy ben yoymoy, otu ben yoymoy. It's a machlekes apoiskim. What happens if someone does it in mezid? A guy had a hechsher, but he knew the halachas. You know, shana v'pirash, kosher mikulam. So he would every time call the mashgiach. It was after 24 hours that I cooked. Mashgiach said, "Okay, it's okay." So instead of holding two sets of pots, he would cook in the same thing. Every 24 hours, he would change it. So some poiskim hold. So he did aveiros. Told mashgiach, "I do aveiros, but the hechsher you have to give me." What is your problem? Ich bin gehen zu Gehenna. He said, I have there a good place anyway. What's the business for me? It's my business. By you, it's kosher. You'd be here if the guy went to take a flesh and kapat. He tells him it's after 24 hours. It'll be okay. I'm not beseder. Beseder. I also smoke in Shabbos. But what, you can't take off my hechsher. So some place came hold that if a person does it, be mazy, we're kindnessing. Okay, but nicht das ich. But you have to know the pot will become usur. So you have to know, a lot of times people ask you a shayla. We cook milchik in a fleshik pot. You tell them the milchik you're allowed to eat. But the pot becomes usur. Why? Because the pot now has a bliyeh of milchiks. Now for what you will use the pot now? For fleshiks you can't use it because it has a bliyeh of milchiks. For milchiks you can't use it because it's a fleshik she'eneh ben yoymoy. So you can't use it for nothing. So machlek is a place if you could use it for parav. After 24 hours, or because it's mixed blias, so you're not allowed to use it. The Vav are nerd not to do it. I want here a second to stop and to explain to you a big machlek is that a lot of people, when they get married, they come to Eretz Yisrael and they don't know what is happening here in Eretz Yisrael. So I will explain. The Chazanish was Megale. I know the Americans don't know about it. But the Chazanish was Megale that in all of the pots that they have today, the Chazanish was Megale that to shine the pots, they put on top of it a kind of fat from treif animals. You think it's not true? I'm telling you it is true. This is the way it shines. You don't see the pots shine? It's from pig, from horses. That's the mitzvahs. So the shaila was, so in Eretz Yisrael, all of the frumers, the gold frumers for sure, every dish that they buy, they make a hagola scaling before tefillah scaling. They buy silverware, you make a hagola. You buy a pot, you make a hagola. And then you make a tefillah. Not only that, the machmirim hall, if you made a tefillah before the hagola, you're not yoitze, because while you makpi to take off the pig, so maybe it's a chatzitze. So b'meila you're not yoitze, we make another tefillah. We do agole and then tefillah. Every frum person that is soil, you know, for frum and an, does it. What? I don't know what is teflon. What? No, I don't know. I don't know the mitzvahs of teflon. I don't if it's teflon. I don't know if agole helps in teflon. If it's a problem, I don't know if it will help. But I don't know. Maybe teflon doesn't. But the azezak the chazanish. Now, lama masbu the problem. So a lot of people do it. Now a lot of choshuva people don't do it. Lamashal, the Shmir Shabbos holds that you don't have to do it. What is the tzad now to do it? They hold that lemaisa they went to check today, and that thing that they put on top, a stack of pigs inside. You could check today is these machines. You could check. You can make research to find out often what exactly they put inside. But if you will come to eat it before they put it on top of the pot, it's not roi lemeichel behemer. That greasy oil that they grease the dishes and the pots before, it's black, greasy oil, yeah? They try to give it to dogs. The dogs also can't eat it. It's not roi leachilas kelev. So, it was two shailas. Some poiskim taina says, bichlal not aloch ev treif. A treif that was nifsal meachilas kelev is bichlal nishkin treif. Even if we will say that it's not nifsal me'achilas kelev like mamish, but it's for sure nice and tam lifgam. It's for sure no mamoshes. They clear when Chazal said that you're not allowed to use something that is einoy ben yoymoy. All of these dishes that you get with the pig is einoy ben yoymoy. You have to know if you went to a person that forgot to magil, even if you decide not to be machmer, and you go to eat with all these new Americans, yeah, that they're not magil, so how you eat by them? The Torah says, but it's ain't been yoymer. Only if, I mean, even if they bought the pot on that day, but the derech klal till the factory, till it got to the store, so after 24 hours. But the shaila is like this: if when they put it on the pot, it's already ain't a roi leachila, it's already nice and tam lifgam. Maybe here Chazal will not goyzer ben yoymer otu ben yoymer. I want to explain. We're not making yoli pluk. The shaila when Chazal were goyzer ben yoymoy otu ben yoymoy, they were goyzer on something that in the beginning he was ben yoymoy, fleishiks. After 24 hours became tam lifgam. Zogin Chazal, don't say now I will use it for milchiks because it's tam lifgam. Gazrin and ene ben yoymoy otu ben yoymoy. But when something was ene ben yoymoy to start off with, it was ene ben yoymoy. The hainu you put on greasy oil that is not roy to eat. So it's a tam lifgam. So you can't say gozru ein ben yoymoy otu ben yoymoy. It never had a ben yoymoy. Oy dilme, the gather of the gzeir of Chazal was that even a tam lifgam is also otu not lifgam. So if the gather is lifgam otu lav lifgam, so even that this is lifgam, also otu sheino lifgam. So otu a different kind of oil. So, why I'm saying that? This is what I heard said when he heard about it, that it's the getter is it's a chumra be'alme to do this agole. Especially today that they say new places start to do it, you know, with the ganze welt against animals and dust. So a lot of starters start to use more natural stuff. So while it's a suffix, and it's be'etzim a suffix de rabbanon when you get it, because it's a ein ben yoimer. So it's a suffix de rabbanon, and you have two svaras to be making. Maybe bichlal is no pigs there. And even if it's pigs, it's ein ben yoimer. And even if not, maybe it's nois and tam mitchilosoi that it's not good. But mainly a lot of people are making. I heard this a couple of weeks ago, B'Shem, Rabshom Zaman Erbach, I never checked into it, but I heard it from Choshev Yid, that Rabshom Zaman told him that instead of magilit, you could be makel if you put it in the washer in the oven, and you put the oven on hot, and the pot gets hot, so it's called like a libun kal, and you could use that instead of magil the kelim. Again, in America, Peter Rabbanim in America, no one does it. No one knows about it. But in Eretz Yisrael, jeder eine darf fragen seine Rob.
You doing one of the different
effects on? No. As we'll see in a second. No, it doesn't affect. It's tam livgam. Even the milk that you do inside is okay. So it can't affect the oven. Now, how much, the aloch is like this. A person has lamazagan, a pot of chant. A huge big pot of chant. And someone made coffee and a little bit of milk dripped into the pot of the chant. So the halacha is, if we have 60 keneged the milk, that's okay. Or if I can't, you have a huge pot of milk, cereal, and a piece of a pulke fell inside. So if it's shishim keneged, the milk is mutter, you just have to take out the pulke. Now, a person comes to ask a shayla. We're going back to a pot that is ben yoimer. Ain't a bin yoimer, we said you're not allowed to cook with it. However, if you took a fleisha kepat and you cook milk inside a fleisha kepat, if it's after 24 hours, we said the milk is okay, the cheese is okay. What would it be if it's inside 24 hours? So we want to know if I have shishim, can I get what is. So I cooked flesh in a huge big pot. Now I cooked cereal. Full with milk cereal. I'm trying to think if I have 60 keneged cereal or not. I have 60 keneged cereal or not. So how much I measure? So the poskim say I have to think that all of the walls, all of the tfanis are full with flesh. So only then, if I have 60 more from all of the tfanis. But some rabbanim say, Marshall, you have a new pot, a huge new pot. You fried one little schnitzel inside. Now you fill it up with milchik cereal. So it can't be that inside the walls is more from a schnitzel. The most is a schnitzel. So some people say it's genuk and egged a schnitzel. Same. Now let me get into the next shayla that happens in every kitchen. A person is cooking in a fleishik pot chant. He wants to take out a piece of kishke. He takes a spoon and he takes out the kishke. They find out that the spoon was milchik. He wants to know what is the halacha of the pot. So again, if we have 60 keneged spoon, so it's no shayla. The whole chant is okay. You don't have to have 60 keneged the whole spoon. Keneged the part that went into the dish. So, let me get it like this. If a person is cooking flesh, I will take a flesh, a pot of chant, and he stucks in a milchik spoon. If the spoon is ein ben yoimai, that normally this is the case, what is the case that you have a milchik spoon ben yoimai? If you drank coffee in that day, maybe. Because coffee, I don't know what is coffee exactly, some people, I don't know how you do the coffee, but lamazagan, you have a tea kettle, you warm the water, you pour it to a cup, it's really cliche-y, and then you pour milk inside, then you put a spoon inside that, I don't know. So to find a spoon that is a ben yoimoy, again, you have to know what is a ben yoimoy. If Lama Zogin, you made a cheese omelet and you were scrambling it with a spoon, oh, so you have a spoon up in Yoimai. But again, for sure, if the spoon is clean, again, if it's a deer that they don't keep all the, you know, not so clean the spoons, so it could be as a piece of, you know, cheese stuck somewhere inside in between the fork. So then you have a problem. Abeluya tzur, it's an ena bin yoimai, and you took this spoon, so look what happens. The chant is okay. The dish of the chant is okay. The spoon is treif. Because the spoon was boilea chant. Now you can use them not for fleshiks and not for milchiks. So again, if the spoon is ena bin yoimai, the chant is okay. The pot is okay. The spoon is not okay. Now we'll start for kel. What would it be if the spoon is a bin yoimai? Later we'll get to how you know what is a bin yoimai in the coffee or not. It's a bin yoimai. You scramble a cheese omelet with something else that you know for sure hot milchiks was with the spoon. So then you don't ask for miyad. You say, 1 second. A huge pot of crack but full of chant. If I'll put 60 spoons inside, it will not be full. You can check it. So then there's no problem. The spoon doesn't ask for the chant. So then the chant will be okay, the pot will be okay, only the spoon will not be okay. What?
The pot itself does not be shishim in the spoon.
If inside the pot you could put shishim, the food is shishim, can I get the spoon? Is okay? If you don't have shishim, and the kaf is ben yoimoi, then the chant is also, the pot of the chant is also, and the spoon is also. So again, this is be'etzim the shailas that cannot happen in every kitchen. And if you know them clear, you save yourself most of the shayas that you have to ask. So I'll just say it again and we'll have it clear. If a spoon is einoi ben yoimoi and it goes into a fleishik pot, so the pot is okay, the chant is okay, the spoon is a problem. If it's ben yoimoi, so you have to think two things. First, if you have shishim, and I said again, you don't have to have shishim for the whole thing. Lamazon, you had a huge ladle and you took out a kishka. So you don't have to measure the whole huge ladle, only the part that went inside the pot. Inside the pot, inside the food, about not more from that. So if you have shishim, you're anyway okay. If you don't have shishim, so then the chunk becomes also, the pot becomes also, and the spoon becomes also. This is a spoon, a fork. A knife has different halachas. A knife has different halachas. We'll start with a milchike knife. It's very hard to find a milchike knife. Today, a little bit, it's easier. You saw once a milchike knife? You saw once a milchike knife? How it became milchiks? That you take the butter in the morning and spread it on the bread? Doesn't make the knife milchiks. You have to cut something hot with a knife. What do you cut something very hot with a knife? Okay, so I said today that as a pizzas, I have to know if the pizza till it gets to your dira, if it's hot or cold. Yeah, I don't know how quick you go and how it's delivered, and if you have a toast oven to warm it. But for sure, if Lama's like a person has like a sandwich maker, and you know he helps the after he does a little bit the cold tzolkoi, so you know you have to peel off sometimes the sandwich the squares, the triangles, we have to take them off, to scrape them off, or you want to take off the cheese, then you can have a chetimtza that a knife. But again, when a person is alamol, first you have to know the aloch is milchik or not, and then, but alamol to ask, not every time what you think is milchik is milchik. Of a lama zogin, you have a milchik and knife. Ungin is not milchik.
Then
it's cheese, not ungin. So it has to be. I'm saying it's very hard to find a milchike knife. Person has to know it's very hard to find a milchike knife. Aber lama zogin, you found a milchike knife. You take the milchike knife and you cut a fleishike burger, lama zogin. You cut it to half. So now the taste from the knife went into the meat. The shayla, how much it went in. Dahin, I want to explain. Lama zogin, you took a milchike knife and you mix a chunt. So then for sure, it's like a spoon. If you have shishim, muta. You don't have shishim, also. Here we're talking no mixing. You take a fleishike burger that is, you took it off the burger machine as a, and you take a milchike knife and you just cut them. You know, want them, you have a roommate, so you make a half-half. So it becomes also. Now, some shittas hold, because the burger is one piece and the knife came in the middle, the taste spreads around and the whole burger became also. Some say, no, the knife only asers can they clip it near where you cut it. Lemaisa we machmir, that if the burger has shishim, can I get the knife? And a lot of times it has. Again, can I get the part of the knife that you put? No, the knife for sure, I don't know, it's not a huge burger that you have shishim, can I get the knife? But a lot of times you took the edge of the knife and you just went through and you cut the burger. So you have to really measure 60 times that little piece. This. A double burger for sure could have it. Yeah, I'm saying, sorry, if you have a shishim. So if you don't have a shishim, it's also. But if you have a shishim, we don't matir the whole burger because it's not mixing a chunk. You have to take another plastic knife or something and over the side of the slice from both sides to take off kedei netile. So shayla, if it's like 2 centimeters, the best thing is to take 2 centimeters from the side and then you could eat the rest. Again, about that, you know, it's really a person. Again, the problem is these are lochas. If someone knows good, he's stuck somewhere. You know what to do. Now, the poskim say if you're not sure how much you cut inside, then you have to do connecting the whole sharp part of the knife. Now, what happens in a sakin she'eino ben yoymoi? A milchike knife, but it's ainah bin yoymoi. I'm saying the same shaila, you know, we'll make it now easy to make it, we'll speak fakal. A person has a fleishike knife. A fleishike knife everyone has. You cut a hot meat. Now you took a fleishike knife that was already 24 hours, was not used, and you cut a pizza for two. A hot pizza. What happens then? So the aloha is, we're scared, we have a chashash, that a knife, maybe something is left on the knife. So even that it's Eine Ben Yoymoi, we choishesh, maybe Shamnunis was left on the knife. And Bemele, even that normally a spoon Eine Ben Yoymoi, we said the spoon will have a problem, but the food will not have a problem. Here, Kedei Netile, in the place of the slice of the pizza, we have to take. We have to take off. If the knife was cleaned very good, soap and that, so me'ikar adin, if it's ainah bin yoymoi, it's not a problem. Again, we have to remember that the knife will be a problem. Now, we'll go one more aloche. This is bishul. It's a aloche kovush. What is kovush? Fleishiks and milk and milchiks that were not cooked together, but they were put together in water for 24 hours. It could happen again. I don't want today to go into it. It could happen a lot of time in diras of bochrim and freezers. I'm not giving the psak and freezer today. It's a big shaila. A lot of times you have an open burger package in the freezer, and then you have like American cheese, and the packages are open, and they're sitting near each other. It's shaila in a freezer, if it's called kovush or not, we'll get to it. It can happen a lot of times, I find it in fridges of messy diras. It's a little bit liquid of chunt or something of chicken, you know, swimming on the shelf there. And then a little bit milk swims there also. Now, it stays for 24 hours. You have boso bechol of there, suffik de rice even. Then, a polka just, you know, pops out of the plate and he's laying in that mix. A hungry bacha comes after 24 hours. This is treif. So I'm saying, people think that aloche of kovush is not negea. It's so much times negea. And I'll explain to you why. It's negia a lot of times in dishes. A bocher used a fleishike cup to make a coffee inside. Lama zogin coffee is not hot. We'll get to it. Because the water is klisheni, klishlishi, klirevi. This when we speak about the madregas. But he left the milk in the coffee and he didn't wash the dishes. Yeah? He was one of the bad boys. He went away for Shabbos. So, you know, he left Friday. He came back Sunday. Ish bnei teira that stay in yeshiva. And Avera Gereres Avera, he comes back Motzei Shabbos. So already the cup was 24 hours, was not used. Now the cup is kovush with milk. So the fleishik cup, even if the milk was not hot, it became fleishiks. It became milchiks. Same thing, a person has dishes in the sink, fleishik dishes, and you know, some a boy poured milk on it. And again, everyone went away for Shabbos. They come out to Shabbos, you see the milk, you know, the sink was blocked anyway. And we see milk. So these, all of these dishes were covered 24 hours, fleishiks with milchiks. The halacha is kovush kemevushal. So we pass it again. If it's dry, I said in freezers, we have to see, maybe we machmir, we have to cut off, and we'll get to it. I don't want to go in now. Me'ikar adin like this. If it's liquid, it becomes also. If it's dry near each other, Me'ikar adin is enough to wash them. Dino, a piece of chicken frozen standing near, with no liquid in between, standing near a piece of cheese, Me'ikar adin is enough to wash it. L'maisa mi'machmer k'day netile. Now, what would be if a person, Lama Zogon, has milchiks in a fleishike pot? The Hainu, he takes, I'll take an easier case. He takes a milchike pot and he puts schnitz. This person that put the dish in the middle, they changed the meat, they put the meat to the frost. He remembered the aloche that is a problem, kovush kemevushal. So what he did is, after 12 hours, he changed the water in the pot. The Hainu, he had a milchike pot. He defrosted the schnitzels. He wants to make schnitzels for Shabbos. He remembers after 12 hours that you have to change the water, so he's changing the water. So machlek is a poiskim if it helps. Now, the same thing, we have to be careful in the account in the diras. A person is very makpid, you know, not to put hot dishes. Oh, but the milk spills on the shayish, on the counter. It's there for 24 hours, real milchiks. The other side, the fleishiks, real fleishiks, and then sometimes they meet in each other, real treif. But now, not such a problem yet. So lama zogin is real fleishiks, but then he puts something else there, and that fleishik plays, and it stays again with liquid, it becomes fleishiks. So this is the aloche of kovush kemevushal. Lemaisa the poiskim hold that in glass we don't have a problem of kovush. If you have a glass, a milchik glass, a fleishik glass, and you put milk for more than 24 hours, the poiskim hold that it's not a problem. And you're allowed to use the dish after it again for fleishiks. Now in a fleishik cup, you use it for milchiks, you're allowed to use it after it for fleishiks. If it's not a glass, if it's china or dizachen, could be, it's also after 24 hours. The first three times could be it's boilea milchiks miyad, and this is the reason lemaisa we makpid, even the katchila, we don't use the same china for fleishik and milchiks, even for kol. Okay, we'll stop here.